I'm going to talk about the kingdom of heaven is, and if you notice, it was mentioned, the kingdom of heaven is mentioned many, many, many times in that one parable. But it's mentioned all throughout Jesus' teachings. Romans, we work together for good according to His purpose. But there was a book that I've been reading recently. It's called Divine Alignment. It's a series of small stories, and there. This is what I guess one reason why I like it so much. You can read a little bit of it and finish that, and then you go, and then you can put it down, and you don't, you know, you can pick it up again and read a whole new story. But it's all about having discussions with what he calls it, the navigator, and he puts it in terms of a GPS. Have you? But it's. He says, sometimes we spend too much time trying to get our prayers right. You know, we spend a whole lot of time, you know, making sure we say the right things. And it really comes down to a conversation, doesn't it? It comes down to a conversation. And it could be just a thought that comes in your mind that you've been going down this road this way always, and then for some reason, you're led to take a right instead of a left, or instead of take a right instead of going straight ahead, and because of that decision, you find a wrecked car on the side of the road, and a young lad that's near death, and trapped in the car, and you're able to save his life. This book was a lot of stories about coincidences that he called God winks. And he said there's really no there is no coincidences per se. It's divine guidance. But it's all about aligning yourself to be successful. In this passage in Romans, it just sort of hit me that's what it's all about. Is we all work to the good for according to His purpose, right? According to His purpose. Sometimes we fight working to the good. And we do everything we can possibly do to not do good. The navigator is God. And we pray and we ask for, we put in our sequence and where we want to get to, and the GPS works in our favor, and sometimes it has to recalculate. And that's what they're saying. This is when you pray and you pray for an outcome, it might not necessarily be the specific outcome that you thought you were going to receive. So I highly recommend you get this book, Divine Alignment. It just so happens that I bought it just prior to my trip to England. Because to be honest with you, I kept thinking to myself, why in the world am I going to do this? You know, I did it because it was a promise that I kept. But I kept one. I said, I felt obligated. I felt, you know, I asked God, I said, you know, help me here. Because I've never done a funeral in England. I don't know how they do things. And it was cremation. And, you know, so I just said, well, I'm going to do it the way I do it. You know, that's the only way I know how to do it. And it was a very interesting time. It was a very enlightening and humbling experience, I must admit. But we're all, this Irish contingency had just come to the house, about 25 of them from an airplane, and we're kind of getting a little nervous because we all had to get to the crematorium at a certain time, right? So we're kind of getting a little nervous, but they all show up and they have to get cleaned up real quick. Some of them needed change. And we're looking at the time. Oh Lord! You know how it goes. You know, you got an important thing you got to go to, and they're not going to wait for us. You know, because they got people lined up. So they're all getting ready to go out. And when I come out, the door is closed. I see them in the, going out the door. I go to open the door, and it's locked. I see them walking down the pathway. I'm banging on the door now, saying, I'm locked in. How do you get out? I'm locked in. I'm banging on the door. They keep walking. I follow along the side of the house where there's a great big picture window and where the pathway, and I'm banging on the door like this. I'm doing this number on, and they keep walking. And you're talking about being a little bit intimidated. I'm thinking, oh my goodness, they don't know I'm locked in their house. They're going. I said, well, surely they're going to get in a car. They're going to do a head count, and they're going to see that I'm missing. Well, I'm watching them. And there's about four cars. They all pile in the cars, and they drive away. Now, about that time, panic is beginning to set in. I said, you mean you got me all the way over to the States to lock me in the house? What's the purpose of this? And we just had a great laugh. And then I came to my senses and I said, well, I got a contact. I got in touch with them. Luckily, I had the daughter's phone number. And luckily, she had her cell phone on her. And luckily, she answered, turned around and picked me up. And long story short, all the Irish thought that was the greatest thing since sliced bread. She said, only in Ireland would they do something like this. This was a perfect Irish funeral. Only in Ireland. They're accusing me of having Irish blood in. But I'm telling the story, and it's very funny now, and it's funny all throughout the reception afterwards, and we laughed and cut up. And had I prepared for that? Absolutely not. But it did break the ice. It did break the tension. It did break the stress of the occasion. And I had to admit, if it all worked out according to his purpose. We all laughed, we had a good time, even though it was a sad occasion, we had a good time. And I said, you know, that is a perfect example of coincidence or God wink or some message from God saying, it's gonna be all right. The family had a great laugh at my expense. Of course, I had a great laugh at my own expense. There's going to be occasions in your life where things are going to go not exactly as you planned. That might be the time when God has got in there and did it the way He planned it to be. You ever thought of that? You ever thought that maybe sometimes we get in the way of His plan by our own selfishness, our own self-determination to do it our way? That's my God wink to you to share with you. I just want to touch base on the kingdom of heaven just for a second. In Matthew, the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that grows into a great tree to become a house for birds in the branches. That's a nice way of picturing it. You get a little seed that grows into a big tree, and it's the purpose of this little seed is to become a house for birds. It's like yeast when a baker, and I don't know how the yeast works, but you put it in with and you make dough, right? You put it in with the dough and it makes a wonderful substance called bread. And other things, cornbread and all kind of stuff, right? Treasure's like a hidden in a field when you got something that someone put something treasure in the field and they put it into this field thinking that maybe one day someone's going to dig it up and it's a treasure, a hidden treasure. Kingdom of heaven is like fine pearls that someone has looked all their life for these fine pearls, and once they find them they sell everything else so that they can possess these fine pearls. It's kingdom of heaven is like a net that catches, instead of fish, catches people. You're going to catch the good and the bad in this net, are you not? Eventually, it's not our decision to judge, but eventually the wheat and the chaff will be separated. But in the meantime, our mission is not to separate, do the separation ourselves. Our mission is to catch. Our mission is to find those that are searching. And then finally, the kingdom of heaven in this example is the head of the household who brings the old and the new. You ever seen a person that only wants to concentrate on the old stuff? Nothing is sacred except the old stuff. Instead of being open to new ideas and newness and realize that everything is sacred. What's your examples of kingdom of heaven? I'm not going to ask you to say them, but I want you to think about it. What would your definition of the kingdom of heaven be? What do you think the kingdom of heaven is? And finish the sentence. What is the kingdom of heaven to you? And I'm sure it is just as beautiful as the examples that Jesus gave in his parables. The point he was making to all those that would hear back then and now is, do you understand? Do you understand the love that Jesus has for us all? The kingdom of heaven is inside your heart. So go in peace and let us pray.